post parak beis, posik beis, the Torah informs us what tara isha vateli ben. Hamatera oso kitovu vatitz b'neu shlosho yirachim. And we find that Yocheved conceived, she gave birth to a child, she saw that he was tov, he was good, and she hid him for 3 months. What exactly is the taich, how are we to understand this concept? Ki tov hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was tov. All right, the Sforno, Yofa, and he cites various examples. It means that he was beautiful. He was nice looking. He was Yofa, as the Rashbam points out in his Mahalach of Shutol Shemikra. He was Mesugon, even though he might not have been a child born after 9 months. Still, he was Tova V'Yofa. Why? Ki Gomru Simonov, Sarov, Tziporna, V'chule, as the Gemara says in Yavamas, Payam and Beis. As she knew that he was a Bar Kayama, he came out, he was Mushlim, he was Sholim, and that's the idea of Tova. It's an Indian of Shlemus. That's Moshe Rabbeinu Tov. That's in the world of Shutol Shemikra. Harashi taking sides in an interesting machlokas recorded for us at Sota Yerbeis of an Aleph. Hazok Rashi Yofanort al Makom Kitovu, Kishanola Nismali Abayis Kula Ora, citing the Gemara in Sota Yerbeis of an Aleph, the entire house filled up with light. Gezerah Shova, the Torah at the very beginning of Bereshis, Vayar Lokimis Or Kitov, there it mentions the idea of Kitov in the Gemara. Says Mamela, we have Kaina Gzira Shava, that's the sheet of the Chachamim. Chacham Omer Meshach Shanol and Moshe Nesmali Habayis Kulor. The entire room miraculously filled up with this mystical light. Ksivochavatero Sukitov, who? Ksivosim back, rewinding to Bereshis Perak Aleph. Vayar Lo Kimisor Kitov. Just like there, Or was associated with Tov. So it's over here, the entire room miraculously filled up with light. And then, of course, we have other opinions. The Gemara citing this pasuk in the beginning of Shmos, Soterosa Kitavu, cites of Raisa, Tanya Rameir Omer, Tov Shemo, his name was Tov, Rabbeinu Omer, Tuvia Shemo, his name was Tuvia. Rav Nechemya says he was Hogim the Nevius, Acherim say he was Nolan, Kishimol, he already came out Sholem. We have various opinions cited how to understand this very obscure pasuk and interesting terminology, but Soterosa Kitavu, he was Tov, he was good. A very interesting idea on what exactly it means that he was good. Now the Rokeach, one of the Gedola Rishonim, says different things. Let's start with the later Rokeach. The Rokeach says, Watski Tovu, Avalohayulat Sar Leda. And not only did he come out the Yofa, not only was he Sholem, or Masukon Sholem also in the sense, at least according to one opinion, that he was Nolan Mahol, but he didn't cause his mother any tsar. Kitovu, that's a good boy. That's a good boy. His mother had no labor pains, giving birth to this tzaddik, this great Navi Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo hayolat tzar leida v'gam. Hitzer osa l'simoni nainus. Hibas kuflam and shonim. That's vadei tovu. Through him, Moshe Rabbeinu, through that birth, that highlighted the Yocheved. I was chayzer too, simoni nairus. She obviously, even though at the age of 130, still able to go out and beget and produce children. I'm a meila, vadei tovu. That was good. So al yadei Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a good thing he did for his mother by bringing her back to simoni nairus. Again, another pshat and tov. Now let's rewind to the first pshat the Rokeach says at the beginning of the parsha. And the Rokeach, he has different sha'arim. This is in the Sha'arab Shat. And the Rokeach, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, so often, Miyusad and Mavusasan and Yoni Nistar, on the world of Kabbalah and Remez, but he also discusses Pshat. So let's take a look at the Rokeach in his Sha'arab Shat. And he says, what is Kitovu? Yafe. Hachdim's like the Rashbam, like the Sforno. He was Yafe. He was Yafe, Mesukam. He was beautiful, handsome. But why was he so good? And he didn't cry, as is the custom of Ketanim. Children cry, babies cry. Scientifically, there are even understandings of why it's so necessary for the development of the brain and releasing certain halecha within the brain. Scientists talk about it, and the Chovas HaLevavos, Rabbeinu Mechayim Mekun already talks about it. It is Chovas HaLevavos that it's very good for the brain for children to cry so much. It releases certain liquids, chemicals, whatever the case is, and it's actually healthy for the development and nurturing of the child, for the baby to cry. Repinchas Mikuritz, Echon Migidole Tamidi Habesh, Repinchas Mikuritz writes, give us Pinchas, that the more a baby cries, very often it's a sign that he'll be a greater chacham when he gets older. Again, there are a lot of inyanim, crying, so don't stop a baby necessarily all the time from crying. But we know, crying can annoy parents, it can annoy other people. People, when they're on an airplane, they don't want to be sitting on a 12-hour flight back from Eretz Yisrael, listening to a baby crying the entire time. Writes the Rokeach and the Shah Rav Shat. What does it mean? Kitohu. He was so good. He was Yofa Beino Bocha Kiminaga Gatanim. He didn't cry as is customary for young babies to cry. And now the reason why that's so interesting, and I saw the question asked by Otzer Pelosa Tyro. He says it's Neged the Gemara. The Gemara says, how did the Mitzvah know to discover whether or not there was a child born in that household? Explains the Gemara. They would make the cheshbon, and lo yachla on hatzpino, she couldn't hide him any longer. Amai, hatitzvanimitzah, why couldn't she just go in and hide him? Elokal heichad that was shami mitzoy de misyalad yenuka. Any instance wherein the Egyptians heard that a child was born to the Jews, how do you know the Jews wouldn't hide him? Put him in an attic, put him under the ground, find a good gishmak hiding place for the child. And what would they do? Mamati Yenuka Hasan, they would bring another child there. And what would happen? You bring, Rashi explains, a crying child to the proximity. You take a crying child. They would go ahead and take a little baby, give it a little prick, make sure the baby would cry, bring it into each Jewish household where they heard that there was a child born. And if you have a child hiding in a closet on the ground in an attic, when a child hears one child starting to cry, it has a domino effect. And right away, you know, all the children in the vicinity are going to start crying as well. The Gemara and Sota Yirmeis is citing this to prove why couldn't she continue hiding him? Terence says, it wasn't a plan. That's not going to work because they're going to go out and take a child and bring it over here. And once you take a crying child in proximity of wherever Moshe Rabbeinu, the young little fledgling muscat, he's going to hear the cries of a Tinuk, and that's the Teva of a Tinuk. He's going to start crying as well. So you see the first in the Gemara, Frek the Oats are close. That they were worried, Yocheved, she knew her son, so she knew the Metzias, whether or not her new son cries or doesn't cry. If he was never crying, like the Rokeach writes, then he came out right away. Vatero Sokitovu, and that's Yofa, Veino Boche, Kemina Gatinokos. If he doesn't cry, then what do you have to be worried about? What do you mean she couldn't hide him? Hide him, either bring in a crying baby. He's not going to cry anyways. He says, it must be. We have to reread the Rokeach. How do you reread the Rokeach? Doesn't mean that the baby didn't cry at all. All the Rokeach means is that a baby cries a lot. This baby didn't cry a lot. He was told that he barely ever cried, and that's all the Rokeach means. He wants to suggest that he was boche kitzas, and all you need to do is 1 minute, 30 seconds of bringing in a crying baby, and right away Moshe Rabbeinu, the newborn, is going to hear it, and he too will break in a crying. But l'chaira, that's not the pashtus, and he too readily admits that's not the poshut or reading of the Rokeach. The Rokeach is clearly mashma that he was told not because he only cried a little, but yeah, babies that don't cry so often, but the Pashas, the simplistic understanding of the Rokeach clearly is, ain't a bocha, that he didn't cry at all. So how do you explain the Gemara and Sota? So first of all, not all the Rishonim are Meshami themselves to have to shtum with every Chazal. We have many cases where the Ben Ezra and all the Gedolim Rishonim are not Meshami themselves to have to explain a posuk, especially in all the Pshat that has to shtum with all the Drush and all the things explained by Chazal. But about the mitzvah of the Yashav, if we could go ahead and reconcile them, it's always best. But perhaps the Fianias Naiti, and we could take a different approach. And the approach is not that Eina Boche, Kiminagatinokos, meaning he didn't cry a lot, but he cried a little, and therefore she was still worried. When I learned the Rokeach Kipshuto, that he didn't cry at all. But for Keren, Moshe Rabbeinu was told be so good. We know, what does it mean to be so good? The same way we see Vayigdal Moshe. That when Moshe Rabbeinu in the first pasuk of the third Aliyah, when he grows up, as the Ramban explains, when he matures, what's the sign of his galus? The very first Nikunis Agalus encountered vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu is Vayar Bisivlosam, Zakrashi Api, the Medrashin Shirshi and Rabba, Nosan Einov, Valibo, Yosmeitz Aleim. You know what the galus of Moshe was? He cared about everyone. He cared about the Tsar, but as the Bug and many other Rishonim point out, to be an Ish Tov isn't you that you just care about the Tsar and your Mekayim Imo Nochi Metzara. To show true friendship, writes the Rabban a few times in his Perush on Nach, that real and no say Baal means not just in the bad times, but it means in the good times. Someone who lives life all to go ahead and feel not only the suffering, but the good geschmack at times. That's a true friendship. That you care and you're mesameach together with someone. It's easy to cry with someone. Can you be happy with someone? Can you be joyous in somebody else's simcha, even when you wish you would be zoichet to that same simcha? That's a gevaldig gemadrega, to go to be mesameach. Say, so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara just says, Mahavi, the Gemara in Sotah Yudbeis doesn't say cry. And Rashi even says it means tzoik, it means to shout out. So the way many understand is that they would take the crying baby, have the baby cry, and then the newborn baby would cry along with it. But perhaps again, the Gemara didn't say b'chiyah. The Gemara uses a lashon of tzaka, screaming out, Efshar. Typically, a baby's going to hear the crying, and the baby's going to go in and cry. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is such a good boy, he is tofu. He is tovi yofe. Ein echrami like the rokeach, he doesn't cry. But if a baby hears another baby laugh, if a baby hears another baby laugh or smile and laugh and make nice happy sounds, then especially Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Nekudas Agalus, is Vayabas of Lysen, that he feels everything. Amada's a Tinok, he might not be a crying baby, but all you have to do is make another baby laugh. And in the presence also, what if it wouldn't work? You get another baby in proximity to Moshe to laugh. What's going to happen? Another baby, especially a baby like Moshe, is going to be Mesamech with the new baby. He's also going to laugh. He's also going to be Tzayek and scream for joy. Teretz is, that's for the Echlo, that's been old. Why? Because the Mitzrayim, if they see the crying wouldn't work, maybe the baby's not a crier. Maybe the crying doesn't work too much. Perhaps then, tickle the baby, get the baby to laugh, and get the baby to go ahead, and be in a joyous mood, to be all bubbly. And then a tinuk, especially a tinuk, as Yocheved understood, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's certainly going to laugh along, he's certainly going to make those gargly sounds, and highlight that he's in a good mood, together with that other baby. Efshar, that's why the Gemara doesn't say a lashon of bechia mamish, it's not bechia, it's ma'avi, which is a lashon Rashi says of tzaka, and a chrami, by most babies, the tzaka will manifest itself in crying. But Efshar faket, or a keach might to learn, it means ain't a chanami by most babies, but Moshe was told, who? Ain't a boche kiminagati naika. So why would she have to hide him? Because she knew that they'll get a baby to laugh, and he'll hear the laughing, he'll hear the gargling, and the baby's in a good geshmaka mood. A baby, especially one like Moshe, is going to laugh and smile along, and that would go in and give away his hiding place. Efshar, perhaps that's how the Rokeach would understand the Gemara Tzolti Yudbeis. Should be zoichet to be mesameach, and all the people, simchas, to laugh with Klai Yisrael, only simchas mikandol haba, Kaddish, please.
Man.